Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
I saw a sign and it basically said, the billboard said, the French aristocracy didn't see it coming either. People think they can control chaos and they can't.
Hey guys, that was of course Bob Kudla, the founder of Trade Genius, and in this one we cover some really incredible stuff, current events, and craziness that'll blow your mind. So before we start, just a quick word here. Crypto is a very fast way to build wealth. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created MyDigitalMoney.com. It's the cryptocurrency platform that offers the best US-based phone support service. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you'll get a real live human being to answer your call. Don't understand how crypto IRAs work? You need help on how to sell your cryptos? Are you worried about the controversy over a crypto you already invested in? Call MyDigitalMoney.com. And here's a special treat. If you're unsure whether crypto investing is for you, open a Play Money account with MyDigitalMoney.com and try trading without any risk. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com right now and start building your wealth. Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's absolutely fantastic to have you back. Why am I so excited today? Well, because I think we're winning. I truly, truly believe we're hitting a tipping point. The world is waking up and the elite are on the run. In fact, I heard a soundbite just the other day, guys. One of these demons, one of these elites was at one of these big conferences saying the elite have never had more confidence in each other, but sadly, the world's population has never had less confidence in the quote unquote elite. Funny that they call themselves elite. Have you ever seen such egotistical, absolute demonic people? Well, we're going to break it all down today with Bob Kudla from Trade Genius. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, Sean, thanks for having me. I think the word you're looking for are narcissists.
They're absolute narcissists. You're right. And with that said, I may as well lead off with somebody I've always admired in the past, but it turns out he's an absolute lunatic fringe narcissist. Can you guess who I'm talking about? It's a musician, a very famous one. He's been around for a long time. And because of what he just said about Joe Rogan, one of the number one Google trends today was, who is Neil Young? Because this guy, who's a liberal nut job, who wants everybody to run out and get the experimental vaccine, has said, it's him or me regarding Spotify. He's demanding that Spotify remove Joe Rogan or that Spotify remove all of his songs. And I got to tell you something, Bob, I'm coming back to you. Spotify paid $100 million to get Joe Rogan on their platform. The guy gets an average of 11 million downloads per podcast. They're not going to get rid of Joe Rogan. So, sayonara, Neil Young.
Yeah, you know, the great philosopher Leonard Skinner talked about this 35 years ago. Who needs him around anyhow?
It's so funny you'd say that. I was reading the article, and in the article, did you read the article?
No. You know, the thing about Neil Young, though, that's why these elites just piss me off so much. Neil Young has a home on the Big Island of Hawaii that is massive. And he built his home in a preserve area when he built it, you know, to be away from a lot of people. It's down in this this bay on the way up to Waikoloa. You know, so these guys are always, you know, preaching there for the people. But this guy owned, oh, I think he sold it by now, but I think it's like was a $20 million mansion sitting on the ocean, you know? And these guys are always willing to tell us what we need to do in our life, you know? And, but, you know, screw him anyway.
Well, you're right. And I am so fed up with these elites, and I would consider Arnold Schwarzenegger to be one of them. And Arnold just ran his GMC giant truck over several other cars, including landing on a Prius. And a shout out to the salty cracker on BitChu. That guy's hilarious. He says, Schwarzenegger wants you to fly coach or don't fly at all. Well, he flies on a private jet and he wants you to drive a Prius, which his souped up GMC monster truck will eat.
Yeah. And Leonardo DiCaprio flies private everywhere. And he's telling you that he wants you to do nothing. Your monologue opening is exactly right. I think, you know, everything these people do is being rejected by the people. And, you know, the interesting thing of philosophy, I always tell my family is things don't matter until they matter. And so a lot of people let these people talk like Charlie Brown. You know, they don't really listen to what they have to say. It's wah, 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 wah. Well, now you got, you know, rent up, food up, healthcare up, you got energy up. You got restrictions on your medical care now. You have people telling you how you have to live your life. And now, and then things aren't going so well anymore in the economy. And so like now people are paying attention to who are these idiots that put all this in place. Oh, okay. Time to replace the head coach, you know? And Biden, I've never seen this before in presidential history. His polling numbers are going down every single month. And I mean, he may single-handedly drive the Hispanic community into the Republican Party. I mean, that's going to be one of his signature moves here, you know, in terms of just how he's just, and white women, you know, two of the biggest demographics that the Democrats have, he's going to drive it. This administration is going to drive them into the arms of the Republican Party.
Yeah, and you know why? Because he's a despicable, transparent shell of a man in the pocket of globalists, and anybody, especially somebody who runs a business, but anybody with two brain cells to rub together can see it. He does not stand for this nation. He does not stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, nor does he stand for a sovereign nation with borders. He's an evil, evil, evil man that wants to mandate an experimental, quote unquote, vaccine nationwide. And in a second, I'll play a soundbite that I think attests to the type of people this guy is beholden to. Biden, I'm speaking of, because so are so many of these other world leaders, including Justin Castro Trudeau, the president of Argentina, and Macron in France. But first, you mentioned Leonardo DiCaprio, who says we have 9 years, a 9-year window to address climate change. Where have you heard this before? Oh, let me think. Al Gore, the hockey stick chart, an inconvenient truth. You know, New York City, according to that documentary, and Al Gore should be underwater as we speak, Bob. These people are full of S, you know what?
Yeah, my whole adult life has been global warming. And I've been, you know, we're talking 40 years I've been waiting for the Earth to turn into water world, you know, and it doesn't happen. But, you know, back to Biden, he's just a grifter that now, you know, you grab the brass ring and, I mean, he's been a grifter his whole life. And so, you know, man of the people, Delaware, credit card companies single-handedly destroyed more people in this country than anybody else, right? In terms of interest rates. And he's the man of the people.
I want to talk to you about the economy and what the Fed might do on Wednesday. You know, the markets have been in a lot of turmoil. I don't personally care that much about the stock market, but it is interesting to note the stock market has been on a downward spiral. Bitcoin has corrected some 50%+, all on the back of these interest rate fears. Now, you tell me how the Fed, over the course of a year, raising interest rates 100 basis points, 1%, is really going to cause that much damage. I mean, they're certainly not going to be able to tame inflation, right?
No. So let me answer your second part first and then give you some perspective on the first part. So no, the Fed is only able to manage asset inflation or asset deflation. And so it has more of a knock-on effect on the economy than a direct effect. Look, you know what's been moving up this whole time the market's been moving down has been energy. And so, you know, that is energy and food prices are the two things that are going to hold the Fed accountable. I've been talking about this my whole trading life. is that things don't matter for the Fed until food and energy prices get to a point where they can't manage them anymore. Happened in 2008, okay? And then that caused the Arab Spring, if you remember, in 2011. And then now we have what I call the worldwide winter coming, because food prices aren't going down. It's outside the control of the Fed, and energy prices aren't coming down outside the control of the Fed. And if they try to drive those assets down, they'll collapse the rest of the economy. Now, interest rates itself, it's really perspective here on this stuff, Sean. So 1% move, people say, oh, it's just 1%. But you have to understand that most of these corporations have been buying back their stock, and they've been borrowing money from the bank at basically 0.5% interest. And they jam these ratios to the edge. So if you go from 0.5% to a 1.5% loan, your interest expense has gone up 300%. And it's going to drive some of these companies into either A, bankruptcy, or number two, it's going to force them to cut expenses. And if they can't do that, it'll force them to what's called dilute their shares by doing what's called secondary offerings. And that will cause great harm to the stock market. And you have to understand, I think I'm probably on the low side, there's 20% plus companies in the S&P 500 that can't generate enough cash. So they're borrowing money from the banks every month just to make payroll. And so when we go into these tightening environments, it's going to cause them to be obliterated. And you have a bunch of garbage stocks that have been gone up, like Peloton, you know, that's a pandemic stock.
It blew up.
They stopped production of their bikes because nobody wants them anymore.
Yeah. And did you see all the insiders dumping in the months before? It's so criminal.
Yeah.
I just think Wall Street and all these corporations are just so overtly criminal, but why wouldn't they be? We have an out of control, overtly criminal IRS and federal government. So of course, rot starts at the top, Bob. Rot starts at the top, and Joe Biden is a rotten, rotten head of fruit at the very top.
Yeah, I mean, the good news, though, for us is that they can't do this stuff in the dark of the night. So there are footprints, and so you can see the footprints. And so, you know, you can see the insider trading activity. They have to post those things fairly quickly after they're done. So you know they're bailing out. And plus, you can see in different algorithms, you can see the momentum's changing on all these stocks. So the encouraging thing, though, Sean, is that we may come out of our long silver winter out of all this. Gold and silver has held up really well over these last couple of days when this market has been in liquidation mode. So I think we're seeing what's called a rotation, not a stock market collapse. So basically, we're finally getting out of the FANG stocks and the fake market and getting into the commodities markets and the real economy. And I think you'll see that help gold and silver. And the thing about Bitcoin that people need to understand is that it's a liquidity play. So when the volatility indexes rise, there's a tight ratio between VIX and inverse relationship between VIX and Bitcoin. So when the VIX started rising a couple of weeks ago, it caused grief for Bitcoin. The nice thing about it today, Bitcoin was up today while the market was still down. So we may be sensing a reversal here of fortunes. And then Bitcoin, really, the real value of Bitcoin, other than all the obvious moral values that we've all, is it's really basically an antidote for the banking systems. Coming collapse, because you want to be outside of government controlled or bank controlled paper. You want to be in an asset that's not correlated with that. And that's the true value of Bitcoin. So you have to know why you own this stuff. You know, if you're owning for speculation, well, you should have been out a long time ago. But if you're owning this as a hedge against basically a bank reset, then you're in really good shape. And, you know, we haven't even begun to see the basically these currencies unwinding yet. It's just beginning. And so I tell people, look, you know why you own these things. For us, we're traders. So we get a buy signal, we buy. We get a sell signal, we sell. But I personally buy every week. I just buy $100 worth of either alt or Bitcoin, depending on what I like for that week. And I just keep on stacking. And in that way, as it's going down, I'm getting more bang for my buck. I believe in the story. So you have to do it. And I think you'll start seeing the fruits of that as the banking system start to really struggle here as we go into recession.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, I would tend to believe you're right, and I'm glad you mentioned silver. In a second, we're going to take a look at some of your wins, and I want to understand how you've been making money when the market melts down like this. I know you can do puts and stuff like that, but that's really not my area of expertise. So we're going to talk about that in a second, but I'm glad you mentioned silver. I just interviewed a CEO of a mining company, Max Porterfield, and we talked about the reversion to the mean. And he firmly believes that all these bubbles are going to pop. And I think he's right, whether it's a real estate bubble, a stock market bubble, et cetera. He believes crypto's in a huge bubble, different story. But a reversion to the mean, I said to him, as it pertains to silver, is for silver to break away from this manipulation that's been going on for decades, in fact, for centuries. And a reversion to the mean would be if you take out the COMEX New York manipulation, we're at $227 an ounce silver. Now get this, Bob. If you take out the Asian overseas trading for all these decades and you just have to live with the COMEX New York silver manipulation, the paper markets, today's price of silver, 19 cents. So between that 19 cents and the 227 freely traded price is where we sit today at about 24 bucks an ounce. These criminals are eventually going to lose control of that paper fix that they've got and that they've enjoyed for so long. I pray it's 2022. All right, let's turn our attention to how you guys have been winning in a down market. I'll do a screen share. Maybe you can take us through this. Just briefly, my audience is well aware of Trade Genius. You can make money no matter what the market does. Shout out to Jennifer Lawrence, Spy Call for 31%.
Yeah, so you know, I help people a number of different ways. So we throw out some spy trades on options. And so like the last 2 days, we've had these big moves. And so I've been calling levels out to people, and she jumped in and grabbed it. And this guy made money. He goes, "Hey, my membership is free again." He's joking because I made him so much money trading. This is one really important. So a couple weeks ago, I told people just to get out of the market completely other than your long-term holdings. And I saved this guy a boatload of grief. Yeah, Moderna, we've been shorting Moderna off and on for the last 6 months now. For many reasons, it feels glorious to make money off of Moderna on the short side. Moderna is going to go out of business probably. And so we've been showing people how to, whenever it gets overbought, we have a signal that tells us to jump in and you can buy puts. People did it again today and made money on puts. So I'm just showing people how to do this and make money on it. In at 450, out at 870. If he bought 10 contracts, he made $4,200. And so, and in at 450, out at 870, that's an awesome trade. That's over almost 200%, over 100% gain on an option. So if you do this right, you can make a lot of money on it. I'm very selective, you know. So I've been Moderna puts. I trade a lot of puts and calls on Mara. Okay, that's one way we hedge our Bitcoin position, because you can go long or short on Amara. And that way you don't have to put all your money in this stuff. And there's one guy said, "I wish you would have got into that." So, but you said something to me about shorting the market and buying puts. You don't have to. So I made most of my money on this downturn by buying shares in a company called SARK, which is the inverse inverse ETF of Kathy Wood's ARK Investments.
Yes, I'm familiar. So, she's taken a beating.
Yeah, so she her business is going out of business. And so I showed that to our subscribers, and we've traded that 3 or 4 times over the last 4 to 5 weeks. And so that's one area in which you can make money when this market rolls over. And so I can find these ETF for people that can't trade options. You can buy a stock called VXX or UVXY, where you can take advantage of volatility as the market rolls over. So there's things you can be in when the market goes down that you don't have to screw around trying to understand options. One of the themes we're going to have in 2022 is going to be year of the commodity, year of volatility, and the year of social media reform. And, you know, you open your call talking about we're winning. I think that's one of the things that's happening. We're seeing a bifurcation in the economy. You know what? If you want to censor me, guess what? I'll start my own social media company. You don't want to let me be in a bank? Well, I'll start my own merchant company. I'll start my own bank, you know? Joe Rogan has enough money now. Maybe he'll start his own Spotify. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter anymore. I think now the right has been so bludgeoned by the left's just unsatiable desire for power that people are like saying, don't fight them, just opt out. And these woke corporations are going to find out, like, you know, I don't think I can do very well if 20 to 30% of my customer base rotates away from me. I'm screwed. And I think that's going to be the theme of 2022 as well. You're just going to see basically the right of this country basically opting out of the left's, you know, their business model. And it's going to be glorious. You know, look at Netflix. Netflix and everyone, you guys want to short something? Every time Netflix pops, short it. Company doesn't make any money. Their movies are garbage and they're raising their prices. I mean, it's a recipe for bankruptcy. So that's another one you guys kind of keep an eye on when it pops. And look, if you guys join us, you know, we'll show you how to use our algorithm to find these rollovers. If you like to do these put trades and option trades and you know, just trading in general.
All right. Well, I'll leave the link below. The special offer this time lasts through when?
Yeah. So Saturday, the month's ending on us already. I think is that the 29th or 28th.
Yeah, Saturday is the 29th, Bob.
29th, yeah. So we have 7 bundles pre-discounted, 65% off. Or if you want anything non-bundled, 45% off, promo code WINTER. And you can pick and choose what you want. We have really cool tools. So we have chat rooms, we have tools, we give trades out every day, and we give you access to our algorithm. So that all comes part of the basic package. So I think you'll love what we do. And if you really want to be an aggressive trader, you can join our VIP room. And you're interacting with me and another trader all day. And we absolutely killed it today. We killed it yesterday in terms of these short covering rallies. So we can show you how to day trade in those rooms as well.
All right. Very good. Guys, I'll leave the link below. So, you know, just to round out that conversation about Biden and who he's beholden to, Bob, I'm sure you've seen this, but if you hadn't, you're surely going to appreciate it because we all know who's behind this race into globalism. It's the World Economic Forum and all the puppet masters above them, above Klaus Schwab, which in my view would be Rockefeller, Rothschild, international banking conglomerates. But listen to this slimeball Klaus Schwab describe the young global leaders who have penetrated the cabinets of nations. They're all on board with the World Economic Forum and Build Back Better. Listen.
And I have to say, when I mention now names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on.
By the way, these idiots keep banging their microphones. That's them, not me.
They all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I would know that half of this cabinet, or even more half of this cabinet, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
So let that sink in. More than half of the cabinet under Trudeau is in the pocket of this clown and their monstrous globalist policies. I would think, I'm coming back to you, Bob, it would be my guess that Liz Cheney may be one of these people. I think Dan, what's his face, the eye patch guy, the congressman, Dan, what's his name?
Oh, Crenshaw.
Crenshaw. I think he's one of them. Here's the point. A lot of politicians who are supposed to represent the people, actually, they shouldn't be politicians. A lot of the representatives of the people are actually in the pocket of these globalist demons, but they're being called out, and God help them if ever the time comes that traitors get tried for treason.
Yeah. You know, what's so interesting to me is that, you know, to be called a Nazi is considered like a kiss of death, but, you know, just do the history of Klaus Schwab and Rockefellers and the Krupp family and some of these other people, even Henry Ford. These guys were all about Nazis, you know, their families you know, their business models were allowed to maintain intact after the war because of the quote unquote fear of the Soviet communists. So these people they've never left their desire to create a enlightened, controlled, you know, society run by, you know, basically technocratic elites. And so, yeah, so they just don't give up, and they don't even care anymore because they know the media is not going to pursue them. I guess Soros is in there somewhere, but he's kind of doing his own thing. Equally dangerous, I may add.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Look, when everything's going fine, people don't care. But when things break like they've broken, you know, my favorite billboard that I saw on a sign, I forget where I saw it. I think it was in Washington on my way to Idaho. And I saw a sign, and it basically, the billboard said, the French aristocracy didn't see it coming either. And I think we're at that point where people are so mad and so frustrated that they, you know, chaos theory starts to embed. These things, these people think they can control chaos, and they can't. You know, there's an axiom in trading called, the more you suppress volatility, the more volatility you get when you lose control of the suppression. So that's what's happening here. They've suppressed the worldwide populations to such an extent, trying to create heaven on earth, and that they're going to go ahead and this thing's going to splooge out on them, and it's going to become uncontrollable for these people. And look, you could tell they're frustrated now. Jan Psaki saying, go kickboxing, grab a margarita. I mean, that's her answer to people's frustrations right now. They don't have an answer for you. Right. They're basically saying, you grin and bear it. And if they get pressed, they just tell you to go ahead and basically, you know, self-medicate, right?
Right.
So I think they're getting a point now. They don't like this. They don't like being challenged. Look at Joe Biden, what he said to Peter Ducey, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a little truth came out there, right? So I just think, you know, we just keep the heat on them. They don't know how to handle it. They're bullies, and bullies lash out. And the more they lash out, the more they're going to destroy their own political ambitions. So I'm expecting a huge red wave come fall. Just because I think the cake is baked. I think Virginia is the model, and I see nothing changing in the meantime. You know, and you get guys in like Herschel Walker and some of these other people that are non-traditional, politicians, if you will. And we may get a 1994 kind of a wave in the House where, you know, you have some true believers on the right get in there and start causing chaos on the left.
Yeah, I agree with you. And there's no way to stop the wave that's coming, and it's a wave of liberty. It's a wave back toward the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and sovereignty. The only way to stop it is, of course, to pass their criminal their pro-voter legislation or whatever. So what, mail-in ballots from coast to coast, 24 hours a day, no ID required. That's how criminal these people are. They know if they don't steal it, they can't stay in power. So here's the good news. If we just briefly recall the 17th letter of the alphabet, one of those memes was, you can't tell the people, you have to show them. Well, now I'm sort of seeing that happen. It's a little bit like, and I know you don't, and I pray that I don't, but if you had cancer, Bob, would you rather know so you could take it on and fight it? Or would you rather not know until it metastasizes and you can't stop it? Well, 3, 4, 5 years ago, 10 years, 15 years ago for me, trying to sound the alarm, screaming from the rooftops to friends, neighbors, and colleagues. But even 3, 4, 5 years ago, the majority of the population did not know this country has cancer. But now they can see it. We have a huge cancer, and it needs to be removed in order to save the body, in order to save the republic. So that's the good news. And I think we're going through that process. And we're going to remove the cancer peacefully. And then we're going to recover as a republic. And it's going to be glorious. That's the future I see. And I think we should all manifest it by thinking positively and thinking toward that future. All right. One final thing I wanted to share with you, and I think it's really important. I was going to share the Jen Psaki stuff, but since you brought it up, we already know she's a puppet. She reminds me of Baghdad Bob. Remember when the United States was invading Iraq and Baghdad Bob said the U.S. forces were soundly being defeated at every turn? That's Jen Psaki for Biden. But here's the thing. 5G, these criminals at AT&T and Verizon are very excited to turn on their 5G. The FAA is warning, hey, this is dangerous. We rely on these altimeters to land these planes safely, and 5G could really interfere with that. So a little too late? What's your thought? Because I personally think, and some of the people I've talked to, experts say that 5G can be used as a weapon. It's a very dangerous microwave radiation. So health concerns aside, which evidently nobody cares about because there's never been any safety studies, what do you make of this particular problem? And what happens here? To me, 5G should never be turned on at all.
Yeah, so there's two things with this. Number one is that the AT&T and Verizon's already agreed that they have to turn 5G transmission power down anywhere near these international airports. And the altimeters that they're affecting are an older aircraft. They're primarily used for international travel. And so that's the issue du jour that you saw in there, notwithstanding your issue with 5G. But, you know, Asia and in Europe, many places, 5G has been turned on for a while with no issues from this particular thing. But in the United States and in Europe, with the transatlantic flights, there are issues with some of the jets that are flying internationally. So that was that kerfuffle. And the fact is that they didn't want to actually had to be outed in public, you know, to basically, you know, if a plane crashed and they can't say they didn't know, right? So they had to dial back their strength on 5G. Look, 5G is going to bring on a whole new different set of problems, you know, around social control. So I'm sure you and I will have many, many topics of conversation in the years ahead on 5G and what it's going to mean for people's freedom or not freedom in the future.
Yeah, well, it's a story I'm going to continue to track. My friends Hope and Tavon, my two researcher friends, they're coming back on within the next month with their new information, startling information about the dangers of 5G and the potential relationship 5G has with COVID, because the side effects, the known side effects of 5G, Bob, are flu-like symptoms. So I'm going to do one more screen share as we round out this conversation. I want people to know I don't just say stuff without being able to back it up. Check out my site, thephaser.com. Posted on January 24th is this must-hear piece of truth. This guy was on TikTok, and boy, did he do some interesting research. Just watch this. 5G and radiation poisoning is causing sickness. He shows you right where the 5G towers are from country to country and where the new emerging COVID or variant issues are emerging. And by the way, none of those issues are emerging in Mexico, and Mexico has no 5G. All right. I want you guys to also check this out, how one single mom saved her entire school district. The key, bonds for the win, surety bonds. You can go after these people, the school board people, the mayors, superintendent of schools. As soon as you shine the light of truth on their bonds that are issued for them, they will relent. Watch this information. It's the blueprint to taking things back from tyrants on a local level. Bob, I appreciate you very much. I want to thank you for coming on. Happy 2022.
Hey, thanks, Sean. And look, I agree with you from your opening statement. It's be positive. Even if the stock market goes wonky or the economy goes wonky, there's never been more opportunities that we have. And I think people are realizing that they do have strength in numbers and we can affect change. So, you know, hang in there. And for sure, don't give these guys any excuse to cause you any kind of harm you know, from a legal standpoint. You don't have to, we don't have to go to that extent to affect our change.
No, I agree. I couldn't agree more. In fact, we have truth on our side. That makes our job very easy. Just continue to speak truth. And they'll get caught up in their lies and tripped up in their lies. Just watch Biden and Paskey. I mean, they can't string a sentence together without, you know, flubbing up, because all they do is lie and obfuscate the truth. And they're not protecting the country. They don't care about the worker. They don't care about the economy. They don't care about the borders. They don't care about life. They're anti-liberty. They're anti-human. How could we possibly lose? God is on our side as well. Our guest has been Bob Kudlow, the founder of Trade Genius. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at SGTReport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news and for real news every single day for free. Check us out at SGTReport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
I think they are envious of what we represent, which is we are children of God.